He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. We're continuing our Chiefs.com top play series with top blocks. There are a number of great plays all year, BJ, but they wouldn't be possible without some of these blocks.
No, and you focus on the offensive line. It only seems to happen when there's penalties or things like that, but a lot of these top plays don't necessarily happen without what's happening along the offensive line. And one interesting thing when you pay attention to Andy Reid's offense is all the different things that he asked his offensive linemen to do from an athletic standpoint, getting out in space. We saw a lot of that this season along the offensive line. And the first play that we're going to take a look at is left tackle Eric Fisher against Detroit.
Eric Fisher cleaned out the left B gap all the way to the right B gap. He cleaned every line out that he could find.
19-3 Chiefs. Here's Spencer Ware breaking free. Inside Chargers territory. Ware still going. Finally dragged down from the back.
You got to have vision. You got to be able to hit the hole going downhill. Watch him stick his foot in the ground. Watch him commit right there. Great vision. And this is just excellent right here as he gets going to the next level.
Wilson in motion. Ware. Touchdown.
Now they run the inside trap to Spencer Ware. That was a really impressive drive by the Chiefs.
There's a first and 10 after the Buffalo punt. Spencer Ware, oh, and there he gallops. He got by Graham. He's deep in the secondary.
Wow, this is a good-looking hole. Spencer Ware, he's going to run through a couple tackles early. Gets lost in there, able to duck, and a great run by Spencer Ware.
That last block came from Ja Reed against the Buffalo Bills, and this next one comes against his former team. Don't forget, Ja Reed was drafted by the Ravens in the third round in 2011, was cut in 2014. The Chiefs picked him up, liked him enough to even give him a contract extension by the end of the year.
He did. He showed a lot of versatility this year, stepped in. I mean, you talk about signing 6 days before that week one against the Houston Texans, had to get in there because Eric Fisher couldn't go with the ankle injury, showed us something right there in that week one game. But this next play showed us a lot about what he can do athletically. It was a 38-yard touchdown run from Sharkhandrick West against the Baltimore Ravens. Backside cut, got the linebacker on the ground. Anthony Sherman does what he does at fullback, one of the best in the NFL. Sharkhandrick West goes untouched. What those guys did up front made this play happen.
Racing the DB, 10, 5, touchdown!
Pete, let's take a look at some more blocks that you might not have noticed the first time.
26-yard pickup on first down. This is West.
Wilson comes in motion. Ware, handoff, goes yes. Into the plows into the line, breaks a tackle, touchdown!
You're going to see the run right through the lane here. Great job of blocking. Poor tackling there by Nate Allen as Ware is able to run right through it.
With three on the play clock, Smith gives it to Ware. On the outside again, and Ware is able to get close to the 30-yard line.
First down, handoff Ware, trying to dance to the right side. Dragging, breaks free, 35-yard line! Yeah, he takes a folding chair and does the turnbuckle and takes him into the ring for a gain of 20 yards. It's all-star wrestling with these running backs.
That's what he's got again. West in the backfield, he gets the call. Jeff Allen with a block.
Well, just watch the center and the left guard. They're going to pull, and watch how they cave in the whole left side of this play.
Jeff Allen, left guard. At center, Zach Fulton digging their fingers into the ground. Jet sweep action, handoff. Ware breaks a tackle inside the five. Touchdown, Kansas City!
That last touchdown by Spencer Ware was the last for the Chiefs in the 30-0 win over the Houston Texans in that wild card round.
Zach Fulton started all three interior line spots this year, showed a lot of versatility, a huge MVP along that offensive line as they had 9 different starting combinations in the 18 games that were played. But as much as that block mattered, I think the blocks that everyone's going to remember came on the opening kickoff of that game.
Yeah, the cool thing about this kickoff was it wasn't just the first kickoff of this game, it was the first kickoff of the NFL playoffs, and it starts with the bang. Watch the 20-yard line here. When Niall Davis crosses, you see a number of blocks that allow him to be wide open. He's running 50 yards by himself, and that started the game for the Chiefs, a 7-0 lead very, very early in Houston.
11 seconds into the game, 22 years, haven't had a playoff win. That really eased a lot of the tension amongst Chiefs fans during that game. Unbelievable way to start that game.
You have to end with that block. And these have been your top blocks of 2015.